Blog Talk Radio.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and veterans legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Well, hello, and welcome back to another great edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I am a full-time barefooter of over 15 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 12 years ago. I'm the head of NP Media Group. I did a radio show a while ago called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victim's legal advocate, standing up for the human rights that we as barefooters have, and also the new head of BIL's Legal Services Department. Now, many of us have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons are, call in. Share your stories, experiences, reasons, and any issues that you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open at freedomizerradio.com. Also, check out our website, barefootislegal.org. We also have our Facebook page and our Facebook group. now. Our Facebook page is open to the public. Just go to Barefoot is Legal on Facebook. If you want to check out our private group, you can do that. You can interact with other members of the Barefoot community throughout our broadcast and after. If you live a Barefoot lifestyle or you are interested in living a Barefoot lifestyle, join our group. If you have not joined already, again, that's on Facebook. Barefoot is Legal. Now, keep in mind, though, that's a closed group. So this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not a place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you to spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together on this special broadcast of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. See, this weekend, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we're doing the I Did It Barefoot Challenge. And this is to raise awareness and to help those that want to go barefoot in public get out there and do it. We want them to realize that, you know, it's okay. And we want to promote that. So we are doing this huge Barefoot is Legal Challenge, which we call it the I Did It Barefoot Challenge. And during this special broadcast, I've changed some of the music around at my commercials. We also have a lot of special guests in the studio and also a lot of giveaways. Also, my co-host, Proof, he's here with us today. Also in the studio here at MP Media Headquarters, we have Frank Offers. Now, many of you may have heard of Frank Offers. He's the pitch man that did the anti-shoe infomercial. Very high-energy guy. He's also here in the studio with us. He did an infomercial that's on YouTube for the anti-shoe. And I figure what a perfect weekend, what a perfect time to have him on the air with me. And I'll bring him in a little later. I don't know what he's doing. He does a lot of different crazy things before he's ready to do anything. So I don't know if he's engaged in yoga, Pilates, or a spin class in the other room, in the green room here. But he's getting ready to be on the air with us. And he's going to be giving away to every caller. He's got millions of these things. He's going to be giving away anti-shoes. So he'll come on the air in a little bit and explain that maybe after our first break. And this weekend is our I Did It Barefoot Challenge. And we want to hear your stories. We want to hear where you've gone, when you started, and just what you've been doing on this I Did It Barefoot Challenge weekend. So with that said, I'd like to bring Proof in on the air with me. Welcome to the show, Proof. He'll be sitting beside Saddle, co-hosting with me today.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me call in.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you're the boss. You call in whenever you want. So how are you doing out there in your neck of the woods?
I'm still fighting my eye issues, but I did make it out to Blaze Pizza to hang out with some of our Vegas members yesterday.
Oh, great. So I Did It Barefoot Challenge meetup out there?
Yeah.
Great. How'd it go? Was it a good turnout? Or?
No, but that's okay. We had a few people, but it's for some reason, it's just hard to get people off the computer and actually to do something.
Yeah, well, this is just the first round. This is just the first time we're doing this. And, you know, like every time the first time around, you may not have the turnout that you expect. It may not have the traction. But eventually, now that we did it, we're going to have more and more people recognize that, and more people that are going to get involved, realize what we're doing, just getting out there in the public and spreading awareness and putting the word out there. And this was great. And I'm amazed with some of the new people that have been posting. Some folks that I haven't seen post in the private group are out there doing this.
Yeah, well, it's our most viral post to date, so we're not going to get to 5.5 million, but we were close.
Yeah, if we do it again in a couple months, we will. I'm sure. We might.
Well, we're going to do a driving challenge in June, so that'll be the next one. I don't want to have a challenge every single month, and people won't
well,
make
then,
it.
Yeah, doesn't.
Yeah, I don't want to do a new promotion every single month, but
no.
Two or three times a year and raise awareness for our group and make us busy for a while and getting to all the people that have never heard of us.
Yeah. Because that'll, I mean, if we do it every month, it's just not going to be special anymore. People just lose interest. They're not going to, you know, really want to participate if it's just an everyday thing. Making it a special event, though, like we're doing, then that'll get a lot more attention. And it makes it, you know, like an exclusive. It's a nice thing that, you know, if there's something happening every month, we want to gain media attention. We want to gain, you know, publicity out in the main media. We want it to be picked up, covered, and put out there just like a lot of other organizations do things. So we do it every month. It's just not special anymore, and there's just no news about it. We want to make it news. And to make it news, you can't do it all the time.
So. That is true.
Yeah. I mean, we could be here every weekend spreading the word, spreading the message, here to empower people. We can be here like we are every day of the week, 24 hours a day, in our group, online with our website presence, doing what we do. I mean, even once a week on the radio show, letting people know that it's legal. People have reasons for going barefoot, and that people being judged, misunderstood, discriminated against, and bullied is not going to be tolerated. But I can be the voice to empower them. You can be the voice to empower them once a week. But that's just the general support that our group gives to its members and anybody else interested in joining. And, you know, just kind of one of those things.
But I will say, though, that our goal and mission is to reach all those new people that have never heard of us before, but they're interested, and they had no idea that we were a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big thing. You know, I think that just with this whole challenge alone this weekend, a lot of people are realizing that, wow, this is something for real. This is not just like a coffee club. This is not just where people are talking about it. We're actually getting out there and doing something.
Right. Well, I'm hoping that more of our members participate. So I don't want to see people just join a group and hit the yes box or like or whatever social media they're using and then just never go into it again. That's not the mission.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just a matter of just passing things over and just doing, yeah, I like this, or I don't like that, or, oh, that's cool, that's nice, good job, yay, go you. I mean, yeah, it's nice to have people cheer you on the sidelines, but we need people on the front lines getting out there. We need people on the front lines to say that the law will protect us and find businesses that refuse us service. We need people that pursue that. We need people to understand that the law protects us, and, you know, against discrimination and prejudice and the hate. You know, we need people to go out there and say that, yes, I am barefoot for religious reasons, cultural reasons, health issues, medical reasons, and, you know, even for their own personal choice and safety. And people that spread that message, that physically go out there in the front lines and do it, that say, we're not going to be oppressed anymore.
Yeah, this is not the like, going on a Facebook group for I like the color purple and just only looking at it, I guess, whenever you feel like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Facebook group that we have, but we're also an activist arm, and we're not that we expect everybody to go out and do all kinds of special things, but even telling people that we exist and going out and actually doing it, those are key elements that we need to help the movement grow. You don't grow the movement by buying $2 Old Navy flip-flops and never telling anybody that our group exists.
Exactly. We need people that get rid of the $2 flip-flops, go into the business barefoot, and say that we have rights. And what they're doing, if they have a sign, take it down. I'm not shopping here. Let them know that you oppose that. And, you know, let them know the reasons why. Because, you know, I mean, if one person does it in one store, you know, it's just like, oh, this guy's annoying. If 5, 6, 7, 10, 100, 1,000 people do it, then we got to reevaluate this. Why are we pushing, you know, why are we tossing all this business out the door? Let's take their money. So.
Yeah, so if Petco in San Diego loses 1,000, say they kick out 1,000 shoppers a week, and 997 of them go to PetSmart, who wins?
Exactly. The Barefooter.
Yeah.
And their competition. And also when it comes down to, like, you know, if someone just gets out there, files the complaints with the ADA or with, like, ACLU and stuff and other organizations out there that have lawyers that will go after businesses when civil rights or, you know, their disability rights are violated. I mean, if the store says, you know, oh, I don't care if it's your medical condition, it's a safety issue or something, well, you know, yeah, we can go on and on about all the legal stuff all day as we normally do, but, you know, when that store is fined $75,000 just for refusing service to that person, they're going to realize that maybe we should have just made $100 or $200 off them grocery shopping this week.
Right.
Because it just cost them $75,000 just to get someone out of the store that they probably spent that much money to get 100 people into the store. You know, companies put out a lot of money in advertising. They spend a lot of money, you know, not just in making the commercials, but the creative team that goes behind the commercials, producing the commercials, the money to air the commercials. And just to get, you know, for every couple thousand people that they reach, they're probably pulling a couple hundred in. And then they want to, you know, spend just the same amount to get one person out of a store. I mean, that's crazy. When you really sit there, address the math with them, a lot of businesses realize that.
But as we've learned, as we've had the BIL over the last year and a half or so, is that most corporations have no clue that people are getting evicted. It's all the low-level people on the ground that think it's their job to usher their paycheck out of the store.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because you talk to the people upstairs. I mean, you talk to the corporate, you know, even throughout the corporate chain, they say, no, there's no such thing. No, why would we do that? No, I can't believe that happened. Oh, we're so sorry. Please give us another chance. Oh, here's gift cards. Come back and, you know, I guarantee your experience will be different. I mean, they sit there apologizing and giving you money to come back into their store and assuring you that it's not going to happen again. Because, and we're going to talk to those employees that did that because that's wrong or that's not right or we're sorry and all that. But, you know, what happens is then, okay, all those employees are trained. All those employees are then told that, listen, don't do this. Then, a year later, all of a sudden, you have, we'll say, a couple new employees there, and they're just like, oh, no, get out, get out, get out, get out. And then it starts all over again. It's a constant cycle. And this challenge and what we do should hopefully break that cycle so people are more aware of that. Because no business wants to pay those fines. No business wants to be in trouble. No business wants the negative publicity, the social media attacks, and all that to come with it. So.
But it's funny, you know, though, that you can be shopping for a TV at Best Buy, and a $10 an hour employee will tell you to leave the store, and then you say, I decided instead of leaving the store, I want to speak to the manager. And so the employee will walk up to the manager and go, hey, I found this low-life piece of scum that won't leave the store unless they talk to you.
Yeah, it's amazing how sometimes they twist it.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I was going to spend $5,000 on this organic TV that you just put in the store, but
non-GMO TV? Well, is this an organic non-GMO TV that you're buying here?
Well, I can't remember the name of it, but yes, they do have organic televisions, just so you know. It's like a brand new thing that's supposed to be better than what's out right now.
Interesting. So what do they do, like replace plasma or the LED components that function off light and something with, like, vegetable oil? Or that sounds kind of odd. I'd have to look into that. It just sounds kind of funny. But yeah, no, you're right.
It's a better way to get light. That's as much as I know.
Interesting. I'll pull that up on our break. That's I haven't heard of an organic TV, but I don't know. kind of interesting. I've never had a problem at Best Buy. You know, I rarely have problems anywhere, but I know that there are people out there that do. I've been shopping at Best Buy, and there's an Alfred H.H. Gregg. Back in New York, there was P.C. Richard. I've never had an issue. But I know that there are people out there that do, because it's not a company policy. It seems to be, just like you said, the $10 or $15 an hour employee that just thinks that there's something going on. And it's kind of like the nicer the restaurant, the less likely you are of having a problem. I've noticed that one, too. You know, it seems like the underpaid, undereducated batch that are not informed or that have a little ignorance about what the law really is or about a particular type of people, they're the ones that make such a big deal over it. Whereas when you're dealing with more of a higher-end establishment or a clientele, then they seem to be more receptive to it or understanding as to what it is, you know, or just a little bit about, you know, they're a little more tolerant, I guess.
So when you have these people that say, I don't care what corporate says, I'm going to kick you out of my store because this is where I work, and I don't care if we don't have customers because I get paid $10.42 an hour regardless of people in here or not.
Yeah, until the store closes, then they'll learn.
Yes.
And then when they're sitting on the unemployment line.
Somehow it'll be our fault because we chose not to shop there anymore.
Yeah. Gotta love it. Gotta love that one.
By the way, we should have some callers today. I did my best to try to rustle up some people that had their experiences and are willing to share where they went and support the challenge.
Yeah, we have quite a few callers so far. I know we have, I think Kevin's joining us. We got Nick Deutschman hanging out on the wing here. And we've got Laura, she's calling in too. We have a couple numbers I don't recognize, and those could be some new callers. And today we are doing some giveaways. We got almost a million pairs of anti-shoes that Frank offers. The pitch man's going to be in here. He did the anti-shoe infomercial. He's going to be in here in the studio. And I don't know if you heard me talk about that in the beginning of the broadcast, proof, but he's going to be in here. Every caller, everybody, he wants to give everybody a free pair. And he's going to come on and explain that and how that works. And also we have a giveaway of Daniel Howell's book, the Barefoot book. He's going to be, we got a trivia question. So for our listeners towards the end of the show, make sure you're paying attention, because if you answer the question right, we'll go ahead and send you out a signed copy of Daniel Howell's, the Barefoot book.
So if anybody has their one button pressed, we can bring somebody on. If you want to bring somebody on before the break.
I don't have anybody in the queue yet.
All right.
So as we do, as we do, I'll go ahead and bring them in. And let's see. Yeah, actually, we have Nick Deutschman. He just jumped in the queue.
Okay.
I guess we vetted him. I guess he's okay to bring on.
Yeah.
Did I require extreme vetting?
I apparently not. You know what, Nick? It was funny because the other night on the Proof Show, it was kind of like we had the Rat Pack together. It's like we're becoming the Rat Pack of barefooting.
Right.
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Barefooters Legal Show. Our very own Nick Deutschman, Corporate Communications Specialist for the Barefooters Legal Group. And if anybody else wants to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208. Call in. Tell us your stories. So, Mr. Deutschman, what do you got going on this weekend?
I got to head out to Walmart, and I can't – I did too much stuff yesterday. So I wrapped up all my errands. And some of you may have seen my overabundance of posting yesterday, but I figured why not? I'll share a day in the life of Nick Deutschman.
There you go.
All right.
So, you know, it's that's pretty much a normal day for me. I had the day off of work anyhow, and I will admit I drove a little further than I usually do for my Orange Julius, but hey, why not? You know. So I cruised out to a local mall, did a couple laps. It turned out to be like 2.5 miles. Had an Orange Julius. And then what did I do? Oh, I went over to a PetSmart. I needed a dog collar. That was next door to the mall. And then I met up with Victoria Welch at Chick-fil-A for lunch.
There you go.
That was fun. And then what else did I do? Oh, I bought some paint. So I went to the paint store. And then I went to Mills Fleet Farm. It's a farm-type supply company. If you're familiar with, like, Tractor Supply or
yeah.
Runnings,
mm-hmm.
is popular among South Dakota. Similar place. I like their paintbrushes. So I got some of the paintbrushes, and I don't know, I probably stopped at the gas station or something, too. But normal day, no shoes, and nobody cared. Well,
yeah.
I shouldn't say that. A couple people did. The funny thing is being out by myself, it's hard to notice everybody, you know? What's going on behind my back? Well, Victoria mentioned while we were sitting eating our sandwiches, she could see behind me and I could see behind her, and we're both telling each other, oh, yeah, that lady over there at the table, she's got a scowl on her face. Or I know that those two over there looked over here, and then you could see them whispering. I wonder what they're saying. I would give anything to be able to read lips, man. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I would love to learn how to do that.
That's funny.
You wear some sunglasses when you're standing in line at Chipotle, you know, and you're looking over at that one table. They can't tell if you're looking because you got your sunglasses on, but you're reading
their
lips.
Get a good view. Yeah, exactly. Trying to read their lips. It's funny you mention that. It's just kind of like the normal day because, you know, I mean, I've been full-time 15 years, full-time barefoot. Don't even have shoes. Same thing, you know, you go barefoot all the time. Same thing with you, Proof.
Yeah.
And a lot of our members, it's funny with the I Did It Barefoot Challenge. It's like all of a sudden I post a picture of me barefoot somewhere. You know, it's like, or even like you see your pictures, it's like, well, you always post pictures of you barefoot. It's kind of like, it's just an excuse for us to post more pictures, kind of like an excuse for the Irish to drink on St. Patrick's Day almost.
Right, right. Well,
you know, it's like everybody drinks all year long, but it's like today we really got to like go all overboard with it. It's kind of fun.
Right.
You know, it just kind of makes it an event.
My hopes was also too that showing that, hey, this is just a normal day for guys like you and I, showing some of the members that are in the group who may be a little bit leery or whatever it may be, it's like, hey, this is our normal day. If you want
yeah.
it to be your normal day, go for it, because we do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, it's inspirational for them. You know, they kind of see
yeah.
the guys that have been doing it forever and, you know, the old-timers, the vets of barefooting in public all the time. And, you know, I've seen it. It does encourage a lot of people when we do post those pictures. You know, and
so.
More and more people start posting, hey, I just tried this. And this is cool. No one said anything. It's like, yeah, no duh.
Yeah. No one approached me. No one threatened me with any type of, like, you know, hazmat suits or anything. Or
yeah.
I didn't get kicked out of nowhere. I will admit that a lot of the places I went to yesterday, I frequent anyways. They know me. The PetSmart I went to wasn't one of my normal ones. Still, nobody said boo about it. You know?
Yeah. That's the way it should be for everybody.
Yeah,
really
I've got a relationship
do.
with the management team at the local Chick-fil-A. They love seeing me come in there. It's always their pleasure that I come in and say hi and chat with the staff a little bit, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it should
hey,
be.
They like staying in business. That's why.
Yeah,
well,
me too.
I would assume every business likes staying in business, but hey, you know, if they want to. Like you always say, Proof, if they don't want your money, all right, I'll go give it to somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and that's what we're all about. And I know we're coming up to the top of the hour for a commercial break, but definitely stick around. You're going to be on with us for the show? Why not? Stick around. Anybody
want
to be a part of it? 319-527-6208. That's the number to call. Check out our website. Barefootislegal.org, Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal, all the way around. Well, no one delivered a suitcase of money yet, so we got to sell some ads. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In an ever-changing world of political mayhem, raging storms, natural disasters, and growing global discontent, you want to get the real facts on how to prepare for as many situations as possible. Hi, I'm Rich Fleetwood, founder and executive director of SurvivalRing.org, one of the largest and oldest survival and preparedness websites in the world. At SurvivalRing.org, you'll find thousands of free downloads on every prepper topic known to man and many most haven't thought of. From first aid to storm and fallout shelter plans to alternative technology for when civilization seems to want to fade away, you'll find over 25,000 unique titles available for connecting the dots and preparing for anything. We have survival history, preparedness science, community safety, authentic field training and real-world experience, and more facts than you can shake a lit road flare at, especially for those dark and stormy nights. Come and see what we have, ask questions, and let me find solutions to your current worries. SurvivalRing.org, where our motto is study yesterday, prepare today, live tomorrow. Survival is a lifestyle, but you have to live it to make it. We can help you and your family exclusively at SurvivalRing.org. Online since 1997.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA or fatties, eating mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall
And yes, we're back. So just figured I'd throw that one out there and, on the day of, on the weekend of our wonderful I Did It Barefoot Challenge. And with us in the studio, we have Proof, Nick Deutschman, and also we have Ginger. If anybody else wants to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208. And just press 1 if you want to be a part of the show. And we'll go ahead and bring Ginger on here. So Ginger, what do you got going on for us this weekend? You having fun with the I Did It Barefoot Challenge too, or just a spectator?
Yeah, actually, had a blast. Yesterday was great. A great day.
Awesome. Any exciting adventures?
Well, actually, today, later on, I'm going to go do a photo shoot at the park with my dog, both barefoot. And I'm going to do some pictures. The husband's out working, so I'm going to do some pictures with him when he gets back and get him dressed up in a business suit and take some non-hippie type pictures for the website.
Oh, cool. That works. So, yeah, it's the I Did It Barefoot Challenge weekend, and we got a lot of callers. Wow. Can't believe it.
That's good.
Glad to hear everybody's stories. And anybody wants to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208, 319-527-6208. Again, press 1 to be a part of the show. We'll thoroughly vet you and allow you on the air. And also our Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal. And again, please remember, folks listening, this is a closed group, private group. If you're a barefooter or interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, feel free to join. But this is not a place for you heavy-breathing fun seekers to get your rocks off on foot pictures. So just remember that. So anyway, Ginger, what do you got going on?
I just really liked the disclaimer.
Oh, we got disclaimers all over the show, especially when I start reading letters from businesses that say they don't like people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a pretty strong legal team.
Yeah, I actually wanted to if we have pretty decent amount of listeners, I wanted to relay my most humiliating experience. And I mean, if we have time for that, let me know. It was
oh, yeah.
Off
we got
the chart.
We got time.
And
we got a few thousand listeners. So why not? You want to go ahead and embarrass yourself? Feel free.
Well, if I had legal representation, I'd be suing these people for PTSD. It was that bad. So, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Oh, boy. What happened?
I don't even know if I should name the business. It was so bad. Well,
we'll keep it out for now, and then I'll decide that. Don't forget I'm the legal
okay.
guy here, so we can figure out if we want to embarrass him and call him.
Well, I am. I don't want to give away too much, but basically, I just won an award, a corporate type award, and my husband couldn't go out with me because it was too late at night, and he had to be up at like the crack of dawn. So a friend invited me to go out to celebrate. So keep in mind, I am dressed business professional. I mean, a dress. My hair is done. I'm not wearing a lot of makeup or anything. Just business attire, essentially, except for I was barefoot. So we go to this place, and we play some blackjack, probably spent about $50 just playing blackjack, having a good time. And we're going to go do some karaoke. And I'm not intoxicated. I have not been drinking. I'm not disorderly or anything. But the waitress just took it very personally that I was barefoot. And, you know, comes running up to me like she, you know, the building's on fire. And she goes, "Where are your shoes?" And I always hate that question. It's so passive aggressive. You know, I usually answer with something like, "Well, where are your gloves? Where's your cod piece? Where's your helmet? You know, where are all the other things you don't need? Why are
where's
you asking
me this?" Where's your pink
tutu? Yeah. Exactly. I mean, they're ridiculous. And so I told her I'm not wearing shoes. I don't need them. She goes, yes, you need them to be in this establishment. And I'm like, no, I don't. And I just sat down and actually had ordered, and our order was on the way. And she brings in a security guard, an armed security guard, who tells me that I need to leave the premises or I will be charged with trespassing. So I decided to start recording at that point, a video.
Good for you.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish I would have saved it. Unfortunately, it was on Periscope and went away, or not Periscope, the other one. I can't remember which one, but it's the one that goes away if you don't save it, and I didn't save it. Anyways, I said, I'm not harming anyone. I'm not intoxicated. I'm, you know, not doing anything inappropriate. I don't understand. He goes, "Well, you can't be in here barefoot." I'm like, yeah, I can. There's no laws. There's nothing. Well, it's our policy. I'm like, "Well, it's a policy based on discrimination." He said, "Ma'am, if you keep arguing with me, I'm going to read this black card." And by then he had two other armed guards, like guns on their sides, two other joiners. Now I'm flanked by three armed guards, and they keep threatening that they're going to read this black card.
The black card.
I don't know why I'm supposed to be afraid of the black card, but apparently. So as they're escorting me through, you know, the establishment, they take my friend aside and start asking him questions like, "Where did you find her? Where did you pick her up?" So not only are they discriminating against me for my bare feet, but now they've decided that I'm a prostitute.
You're a prostitute or something. Oh, God.
Yeah, so keep in mind, I'm dressed business, like not even business casual. I was wearing a nice dress. My hair was nicely done. I wasn't wearing a lot of, I rarely wear makeup. I had just won a business award, and the only thing about me was that I had bare feet, and somehow that makes me a prostitute. So I'm hearing them ask him these questions, and he's, like, just so embarrassed he can barely speak. And as they're leading me, they didn't actually lay hands on me, but they threatened. As they're leading me out to the parking lot, and I continue to ask, you know, "Is there a manager I can talk to? This is getting a little out of hand." They're like, "That's it. We're reading the black card."
Oh, no. Well, what did the black card say?
The black card is, you know, "Hereby, forthwith, verily," and all the extra verbiage. But the essence of the black card was that I am banned for life from entering the premises or any part of the property. And if I'm ever caught on camera on the premises, I will be charged with felony trespassing. Now, keep in mind, I've gone back twice since then, but I just happened to be wearing shoes, so nobody noticed. But, yeah, felony trespassing because I was barefoot spending money in their establishment. So they take me out to the parking lot, and unfortunately my friend was my ride. So while they're grilling him, and he's still back inside the establishment, they're like, ma'am, you have to leave right now. I'm like, well, you've got my friend. He's my ride. You need to get off the premises right now. I'm like, aren't you afraid I'm going to, like, get my toes wet? Because they kept telling me that it's a safety issue. It's a safety issue. It's a safety issue. And I pointed out a woman as they're sitting there telling me that, you know, they won't be liable for my safety, this, that, and the other. As they're telling me this, because my bare feet are going to jump out and grab nails or something. I don't know what they were thinking. This woman in a Golden May miniskirt where you could actually make out her genitals, a halter top, lots of makeup, you know, crazy hair, probably a wig, you know, long, long nails and 6-inch stilettos, stumbles behind us, smashes into a waitress, knocks over one of the player's hands of cards because she plows into him, twists her ankle, proceeds to fall over another chair, gets up, dusts herself off, and walks away. And I'm the threat. I'm the one who's getting the black card read to me.
You have a couple good cases going for you. If the other player or someone else was injured, oh, they got cameras. If the player or someone else was injured because security was preoccupied with nonsense instead of looking out for the real safety and security of another player, then
she was so drunk. I don't think she was injured. I don't think she walked. She dusted herself off and walked away. And I said,
but if someone else was, and you know, in the rule cards, you know, I mean, that's house interference if the house let it happen. So
yeah.
that could be an interesting complaint that could be filed with the Gaming Commission, number one, if this is a casino, which is what it sounds like. The other thing is, of course, just by the way you were treated, and the black card is quite funny.
I was dying. I was.
You know, could you imagine if you took out one of the Barefoot Rights cards or the ADA card that's white? They think you're racist.
Yes. Well, I just thought it was so funny because they kept saying, you know, if you do not desist, we're going to read the black card. Like, I'm supposed to know what that is. I guess that's something that all prostitutes know about, but since I'm not part, you know, I don't know the secret handshake, I wasn't aware of the black card status.
Black card. Maybe that's what we should do as BIL members. We should have our own cards that we read to people, and we could ban them from our pocketbooks.
Oh,
we have
our cards. We have our cards. What we should do is next time we should just say, you know what? If you don't leave me alone, I'm going to read you the white card.
Because I'm racist like that. Well, I did have a uncomfortable racist moment, but it turned out really good at a Ross, because I go into Ross Barefoot all the time, and one of the lady who was manning the try-on rooms apparently went and tattled on me because I had been in there for like an hour shopping and I went to try on some stuff and she smiled and it was all nice to my face, but she went and tattled to me. So security guard, now keep in mind, I've been there for an hour. I've been shopping. I've already tried something on. I'm back at the racks again and I'm about ready to make a purchase. And a security guard, big black fella, comes up and he was very courteous and he said, you know, ma'am, you're going to have to put some shoes on. I said, hon, I've been here for like an hour. I haven't been wearing shoes the entire time. And his manager, who is this little bitty woman, she comes up and she very nicely says, is there a problem here? I said, well, he is discriminating against me for my medical condition. And he turned 5 shades of gray. He's like, no, I'm not. And she said, oh, we just needed to check on you. Okay, enjoy the rest of your day. And they both left.
Oh, my God.
And
that
I made my purchase and went on my merry way.
That is crazy. You know, yeah, throwing it out there like that really shook them up.
Yeah,
that's really what we need to start doing. I mean, that's something we should do. You know, just throw it out there
It's
amazing how much.
I did actually try that at a different casino, and this one I'm actually considering. I don't think I want to sue them, but I'm going to write a scathing letter to the management because they're a chain. The other one with the black card and all that, they're a one off. But this one, I had already been there for about 3 hours. I had met some friends for lunch. We had a lovely lunch. You know, we were chatting, whatever, and they got me on my way to the bathroom. And a security guard comes up to me and says I needed to put shoes on. Now, keep in mind, I'm right next to where the pool is, and there are dozens of people walking in and out. in bathing suits and towels and barefoot and whatever. But because I was dressed business casual and happened to be barefoot, that was an issue, apparently. And she said, you need to put shoes on. I said, no, I don't, and I went on my merry way. So she went and got a team. This time I had five. At least these guys weren't armed, you know, but I had five guards waiting for me when I came out of the bathroom. And my husband and our friends from out of town that we had met for lunch are all, like, standing around with these guards waiting to get me when I come out of the bathroom. And I very calmly and kindly explained to the gentleman that I don't wear shoes because I have medical issues that make it very painful, and this actually helps. Mm-hmm. And his answer was, well, the only thing we have to do is make reasonable accommodations so I can get you a wheelchair.
That's degrading.
And I'm looking at him, and I am standing next to my husband, who is a veteran Marine. And I am looking at, you know, older people that have to use wheelchairs. And I was so angry. I am very rarely at a loss for words. But I was so angry, I couldn't even speak. It's like, that is not a reasonable accommodation. That is humiliating to me. It is insulting to our veterans. It's insulting to everybody who has to use a wheelchair. And how on earth is getting my bare feet a quarter of an inch above the floor going to magically protect them from all the scary things that you think I'm going to step on? You know, if the glass is so dangerous, you know, keep in mind I'm in a casino where nothing is served in glass. Nothing. It's all plastic.
Yeah.
If it's so dangerous that it's going to somehow turn itself exactly in the right position, and I'm going to be so clueless that I'm going to step on it and shove it all the way up to my knee, how am I going to be protected by being in a wheelchair?
Yeah, sometimes the logic that people approach with just doesn't make any sense at all.
Right.
And
the other angle I want to take is that every establishment that has an issue with me being barefoot but fully allows any sort of service animal on the premises without forcing them to wear shoes are dog haters. And we need to get the ASPCA on them.
There you go. That's a great one.
Seriously,
yeah.
If they are so concerned about my poor little pitties that they need to monitor what I wear and don't wear because it's so dangerous in there that I might get harmed simply by being barefoot, then they must hate dogs and want them all harmed, or else they would force the dogs to wear shoes too.
Yeah, which would be cruel and unusual treatment of the animal.
Well, I think making me wear shoes is cruel and unusual treatment of an animal.
Well, thanks for sharing your stories. I mean, that's just crazy. We have
Well, what's funny, I've been back twice, and the black card meant nothing, so.
I like that steak meme that I made, because people choke all the time. How come when you order a steak, nobody yells at you and says you might choke on it?
I like that one with the blender picture of people grinding up
yeah.
the steak in a blender. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people die of diabetes all the time, and nobody's going around yanking their pops out of their hand. I mean, you know, certain politicians try, but and you know, if the whole liable thing, every time they say, well, we're liable if you get harmed, I'm like, then every single woman in here who's wearing heels needs to take them off, because more women got injured by wearing high heels this week than barefoot people have since the dawn of time.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of lawsuits against that too. You know, businesses have lost in court because they've required people to wear shoes, and people have been injured and all that. So, well, for calling in, do you want a free pair of anti-shoes?
Yeah, well, I'm actually wearing a pair right now, and I have to say they're quite fashionable. Oh, yeah.
They're great.
They're quite fashionable. Yeah. But, yeah, I'll take another free pair.
I don't know if you heard. Frank Offers is in the studio with us today. And I wanted to get him on real quick before the bottom of the break because he's got a bunch of anti-shoes.
I was going to ask him if he'll autograph a pair for me.
I'm sure he will. I don't know. We'd have to ask him. I can bring him on here in a little bit. But I did say that, you know, and Frank did say that every caller that calls in gets a free pair of anti-shoes. So,
awesome.
You know, on the special weekend of the I Did It Barefoot Challenge. So
awesome.
I'm thinking maybe we should you know, have some of our callers get him in here, start giving them away. Maybe he's been waiting.
Can I get two pairs for my golden retriever?
You want to talk to him about that?
Yeah, ask him if he makes
it. He's the one that He's the one that does that. Let me see if we can get him in here. And let's see, Frank, you ready? You want to pick up the mic? Actually, don't pick up the mic. Just talk into that one. He's getting situated now. He's ready? Okay. Well, he's ready then. Oh no. Here he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, today in the studio we have a very special guest, Frank Offers, pitchman for the anti-shoe. You can check out his commercial on YouTube. Just type in anti-shoe infomercial. You'll see him. And Frank, let me get your mic. I'm actually going to turn your mic down a little bit because he's a little high energy here. Frank Offers, everybody, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I'm glad you're here.
Hi, Nick. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Frank Offers, and I'm here to give everybody a free pair of anti-shoes today just for calling in.
Well, Frank, that's very nice of you. We have a caller on the air, Ginger. She wants a free pair. In fact, she says she has a pair.
Hi, Ginger. So glad you're on the BIL show. Thanks for listening. I hear you love the anti-shoes.
I do. They're so fashionable. They go with everything in my wardrobe.
They're great. They go with everything. Did you hear that, folks? Just call the number, and I will get you a free pair of anti-shoes.
Wow, Frank, that's great. I told you, he was a little high energy. And so why don't you tell me a little bit about this, the anti-shoe thing, if you want.
Well, anti-shoe is 100% free. Not just today, though. See, I told everybody that because anti-shoe is completely natural. In fact, you don't just have one. You don't just have one.
Really, Frank? Why don't you tell us about that?
Anti-shoe, you do the one. But then once you put the one anti, you take the one shoe off. But then you double the offer.
Frank, that sounds great.
Yes, double the offer, and you get another one. So you just got to take the other one off.
And that's pretty much
how it works. See, this is so much more fair than traditional shoes because you have to buy two, always. And what if you only have one leg? See, this is so much more fair.
Exactly. See that?
Yeah. See, people that only need one anti-shoe can just use one anti-shoe. You're not locked into any commitment of buying two shoes. So
you,
you can just use the one, and they're absolutely free.
That's a very good point. See that? Who knew?
The other thing that I really like about the anti-shoe is growing up, I was always getting yelled at for putting my shoes on the wrong feet. And you know, I only have one set of feet, so I don't understand how I was putting my shoes on the wrong feet. I was putting them on mine. And that is not an issue with the anti-shoe.
No, not at all. See, this eliminates a lot of confusion that people have when trying to use things that maybe they're not familiar with. Even if you've been using them all your life, sometimes other products on the market that cover the feet could actually be dangerous. See, not everybody's a Boy Scout. I mean, who really knows how to tie a million knots just to keep them on? So with anti-shoe, you don't have to have any of that special knowledge. Anybody can wear them. A baby can wear them. The elderly can wear them. Almost everybody out there can wear an anti-shoe without any special knowledge of how to use it.
Frank, that is absolutely amazing, and who knew?
See, Nick, and I want to tell your listeners that if they just call the show now, I just need to hear their voice, and I will tell them how to use the anti-shoe.
Great. Hey, we can definitely work that out because we do have a lot of callers waiting to get on the show.
Yeah, Nick, I want to hear from as many callers as possible.
Okay, Frank, we need to take a quick break because this is the bottom of the hour. So once we're able to pay a couple commercials, because obviously we're not going to make any money off your product because it doesn't cost anything. I would also like to find out how you make a living doing this.
Nick, it is absolutely amazing, and I will get into that then when we come back.
You know, Frank, that's a great deal. We are coming to the bottom of the hour, though. And if anybody wants to be a part of the show, call in. If anybody wants a free pair of anti-shoes, Frank Offers is here with us in the studio. He'll be giving away anti-shoes to everybody that calls in. Maybe we'll do a little lightning round. 319-527-6208. We will be right back.
Hey, FreightMS, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In an ever-changing world of political mayhem, raging storms, natural disasters, and growing global discontent, you want to get the real facts on how to prepare for as many situations as possible. Hi, I'm Rich Fleetwood, founder and executive director of SurvivalRing.org, one of the largest and oldest survival and preparedness websites in the world. At SurvivalRing.org, you'll find thousands of free downloads on every prepper topic known to man and many most haven't thought of. From first aid to storm and fallout shelter plans to alternative technology for when civilization seems to want to fade away, you'll find over 25,000 unique titles available for connecting the dots and preparing for anything. We have survival history, preparedness science, community safety, authentic field training and real-world experience, and more facts than you can shake a lit road flare at, especially for those dark and stormy nights. Come and see what we have, ask questions, and let me find solutions to your current worries. SurvivalRing.org, where our motto is study yesterday, prepare today, live tomorrow. Survival is a lifestyle, but you have to live it to make it. We can help you and your family exclusively at SurvivalRing.org. Online since 1997.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. And if your breath to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, 'cause the times, they are a-changing. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. 'Cause the battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Come, mothers and fathers, throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old roads are rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, 'cause the times, they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slowest now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, 'cause the times, they are a-changing.
319-527-6208 is how you can be a part of the show. Just press 1. I'm Nick Pierce. With me on the air also is my co-host, Proof. And we also have a couple callers we're going to jump to real quick. Thanks for joining in to the Barefoot is Legal radio show on a special edition of the I Did It Barefoot Challenge weekend. And let's see. We also have Frank Offers here in the studio with me, giving away anti-shoes. Thanks for having me, Nick. I'm giving away millions of anti-shoes. Thank you, Frank. And we're going to go to our next caller, Larissa. Larissa, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. What do you got going
Thank
on this
you.
Weekend?
It's all you.
Larissa,
okay?
Did we lose you?
Oh,
I'm here.
Nope. She's there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for getting me on the show. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So what do you want to share with us this weekend?
Oh, I just recently went over a pretty weird breakup, and I'm in the phase of just getting my life together and going through the motions. So, being that you invited me for this, it's pretty interesting, and it's intriguing to hear that this is what you guys are up to.
So you're a member of our Facebook group, so what made you click the join box?
For me, I walk bare feet in my home all the time. I believe in being barefoot in a lot of different things that I do. When I tend to like to wear flip-flops all the time. I'm from Las Vegas, born and raised, so I like my feet exposed, and I don't wear shoes as often as other people. And if I do wear shoes, it's typically because I'm dressed up and dolled up. But right now, I'm always barefoot.
That's great. That's good. So are you working on getting out in public barefoot then, or?
I go to parks and I'm always barefoot, so I kind of feel like I've always been a rebel. I've always been doing it.
Okay, so you're already out there doing it. And
it's just an intriguing topic for me, so that's why I joined.
So, thanks for calling in. You want a free pair of anti-shoes?
Thank you.
Hey, Frank, you want to give her a free pair of anti-shoes? Thanks, Nick. I'd love to give her a free pair of anti-shoes. Okay, Larissa is your name, right?
Yes.
Well, Larissa, I got some anti-shoes for you. As I discussed earlier, it eliminates all confusion of complicated knot tying, and you're free to go out without anything on your feet. Now, just take off anything that you're wearing now. Okay.
My shoes are on my feet right now.
And it's done. I hope you enjoy your anti-shoes.
Thank you.
Oh, Frank, thanks. That's very generous of you. Thanks for giving away another pair of anti-shoes. And so we also have, before we run out of time, we also have Micah. Micah's joining us on the show today. We're trying to get to as many callers as possible. Micah, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. Actually,
thank you so
this
much.
Was your show, wasn't it? I think at one point.
No,
maybe not. No, you were a guest once in a while. Never mind. Okay. Everything runs together after a while.
Yeah, sure. I just wanted to touch on, though, a previous caller mentioned the casinos, and I have pretty much the same experience down here with one of the casinos, Valley View, escorting me out with six security guards. And I was trying to go to a singing TV show. It's called 5 Minutes of Fame on Fox TV.
Mm-hmm.
They were holding it there, and they escorted me out, but I can't get in there. I'm trying to just do the contest. They're like, no, you can't be in there. And the other time was worse with Harrah's, which was two security guards and head of security who actually was odd, who was wearing white, those white cloth gloves. I thought that was weird, but they banned me for the night, and I came back the next day. Talked to the manager, the security guard came in the middle of me talking to the manager, screaming at the top of his lungs, my name, and you need to get out, and I'm going to have a car escort you out of the parking lot.
That's crazy.
And so I talked to a legal aide up in San Francisco. He's not a lawyer, but he has some, insight into it. He said that because they're Indian casinos, probably don't have anything to go with because you got to go through Indian court first before you go to actual court. But you won't make it through the Indian court. But I was actually told by somebody else that because Harrah's is owned by Caesars, they're actually held to a different standard than
Well, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, so that was the issue. So that was something that happened like 2 years ago, but the same thing happened to me. So I think casinos tend to throw their weight around as far as security guards go.
Yeah. Well, at least in your case, you weren't accused of being a prostitute like the other caller.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
By the way, without naming the casino, both of them had the issue at the same casino, or an issue.
Oh, so it is. Okay. It's the same casino?
Well, they don't know it. I have to hook them up, but yeah.
Okay. That's very interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have a class action going on.
Yeah, especially when it gets to that point. Because if it's multiple issues, then that's definitely something that will have a little more weight.
Yeah, and if you try to call, I tried to call Caesars and complain to them, and the lady was totally belligerent. She's like, if you got a problem, we transfer you back to the place you had the problem with. So she's like, I'm going to transfer you back to the Valley Center, California, and Harris, and you can deal with it now. She didn't want to hear it. So, and, you know, of course, when I go back into the circle of getting the whatever the lady's name is, the customer service manager or whatever, she's like, she doesn't care about any doctor's note or anything about that. You know, they have their rules, so.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Well, if the rules are illegal, then it doesn't matter. They're breaking the law, and we're going to make an example out of them.
Well, she said because they're on Indian property, that they go by federal law, and there's nothing federal law, even though I told her, like, well, I had a meeting with the ADA Council of
the ADA is federal
tribe,
law.
Whatever. Yeah, but she's like, we had a meeting with our ADA Council of our tribe, and they said that it's fine for them to implement those laws or those rules on people. So I didn't get anywhere with her.
Yeah, sometimes in territory like that, it's difficult. I mean, there's just such turmoil going on between the tribes and the, you know, the other citizens of the country right now. It's, you know, sometimes maybe just the timing's off. And they're probably not receptive to anything. But
probably.
Yeah. And there's a lot going on there as far as bureaucracy and politics and stuff like that, that, you know, the timing's just off, and at some point, you know, hopefully everything will turn around. And Frank Offers wants to give you a pair of anti-shoes if you want them.
Well, I think I have them already, but I'll take another pair.
I'd love to give you a free pair right now. Have another one. Just take them all off. Never wear them again. Thanks,
okay.
Frank.
Sounds good.
There you go. He's giving every caller today a pair of anti-shoes. So.
There we go.
Hey.
But yeah, I had some interesting stories this week. So the first one is for everybody out there that, you know, initially gets approached in the store to not, like, give in and just walk out, because I went to – this was at Hobby Lobby. And I went into Hobby Lobby, and this lady came up, like, all, like, almost panicky. She's like, you can't be in here. You have glass shards, and you can step on. I'm in bars. I sing in bars. I host karaoke in bars. I step on glass all the time. And she's like, well, you're going to get injured and everything. I'm like, I'm fine. You know, and then she walked away. I saw her go up to the manager at the cash register. He, like, they were talking. He was shaking his head at her. And then she literally, like, walked the other direction to totally avoid me, because I believe he said that they have no rule. And when I got up to the register, you know, she was up there and he didn't say anything to me. And so what I'm saying is, like, when these people that are working out on the floor, they come and approach somebody, to not take their word for, you know, as, like, the head of the store, because some people have their own ideas implanted in their head. And that was the case in this situation, was that this lady was telling me something that was not really a store policy.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I mean, it's the lower level employees that, you know, even though corporate may say it's okay, you get these overzealous low level employees that have, like, you know, whatever issues are, they pass their personal agenda on to people. They have ignorance of the law and all that, that just, you know, all of a sudden find themselves in some sort of position where they could have power over something, because they have no control over their regular lives, that they just want to impose whatever it is on you. And it's sad that happens. And, you know, corporate may say we don't have a policy, but then, you know, it's like they retrain people and then all of a sudden it's they end up with a new crew and they have to do it all over again. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, though, we also have Kevin, if we can get him on for a quick word.
You also have Tia Severino, who does the show right after this, so we want to promote her, too.
Okay, yeah. We'll bring her on right after Kevin, because, Kevin, you're on with us right now. Welcome to the Barefoot is Legal show. How are the fronts in Dollar General and Food Line going for you? Oh, is Kevin there?
Hello,
and I guess we lost. Oh, no, he's there.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, we can hear you.
I'm sorry, I had my mute button on. My fault.
That's okay.
Me, Dollar General, and Food Line. Oh, yeah, we got a good relationship. We got a good understanding, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good. However, real quick.
That's good.
Yeah, real quick, I just want to give a huge shout out to AT&T and Best Buy, who are so barefoot friendly. It's like when I was assisted, whatever I need, they didn't even mention my bare feet. They didn't even ask why I'm not wearing shoes or anything like that. They treated me just like a normal, regular customer. So which I do really, really appreciate. It's almost like I was wearing shoes to begin with. So kudos to Best Buy and AT&T.
Like hearing it, I've never had a problem in Best Buy. I actually had a great conversation with one of the managers there. They came up to me and said, I got to ask you, it's very cold out. I've always wanted to go barefoot. Do your feet get cold? I said, no, give it a try one day. And we talked for another 15 minutes about the group and about the radio show and all that. And that's good to hear. So now, hey, if Verizon, Sprint, or someone else doesn't want your business, according to Kevin, go to AT&T. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So recently, I've been doing a live broadcast. I don't know if y'all have seen it when I posted it, but I have been doing live broadcasts of a couple of the places that I was at. That includes Best Buy. Most recently, it was Best Buy, Target, as well as Walmart. Now, of course, I still don't understand why people are having issues at Walmart, and I haven't had one at all yet. You know, even though the last time I was wearing shorts, it was completely obvious, but still nobody came up to me and said anything. So even though Walmart says, yeah, you are allowed to go in there barefoot, we don't have no policy, why people are still having problems? And of course, just like you said, it's the lower level employees who think is a policy, who think they know the laws, and they really, really don't, because they don't do their research or look at the store policy at all.
You're right. And it's what I found about Walmart is they just don't pay attention in training. It must be. I don't think they pay attention to any of the emails. They don't pay attention to any of the training materials that are given when it comes to customer service to begin with. Because, honestly, it's the worst customer service I've ever experienced in my life. And there's a competitor that's open right around them called Meijer. And they're much better customer service. They're very friendly. They help you find what you're looking for. They offer if you need help. And the people, believe it or not, behind the deli counter are even pleasant. Whereas, God forbid, you order a pound of American cheese, they look at you like you're from Italy. But, you know, we have Tia. Tia's also joining us this weekend on the BIL show. Tia, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. You're on the air with Nick Pierce and co-host Bruce. So what do you got going on?
Well, hi. Hi there. Happy Saturday. And,
happy Saturday to you, too.
Thanks for having me. Hi, Nick. Hi, Proof. Just getting ready. Got to... sitting on the edge of my seat today. Got a great show coming up here after yours with Truth Quest Radio. And I have the one of the stars from the movie Vax, Sheila Lewis. Ely will be on with me. So I'm really excited to talk with her. You know, I really enjoy what you guys are doing. I'm looking forward to going to the beach for spring break where I won't even have to worry about anybody looking at me sideways for going barefooted. You know, I mean, it's just a lifestyle here, but I do live in Atlanta. It is a metropolitan city, and I probably don't go as much as I would like to in the wintertime. I don't go barefoot as much. My son would love to. He would just live barefoot, you know. But, I mean, isn't that kids? Don't kids already know automatically what's best, right?
Yeah. I mean, the kids.
I was telling. They know. They put shoes on them and they're like, I don't want these. And they take them off. So we were at Target. I was telling Proof about this. We were at Target and my son decided that he wanted to, you know, basically, we call it going Gandhi, you know, where you just basically take off, you know, just throw yourself down on the ground and, you know, passive resistance kind of thing.
Okay.
Kicks off his shoes. Now, mind you, those flip-flops to begin with. Kicks off his shoes and throws himself down on the floor in the walkway of Target. And I just looked at him, looked at the lady sitting at the little restaurant there at the front of the store. Picked up his shoes, put them in the bag, looked at the ladies and said, it's okay, barefoot's legal. Picked him up, marched him out of the store, went to the pizza joint, walked in there barefooted. Nobody even looked at us. But it was just, it was funny because I just, you know, I just looked at the ladies next to me and said, hey, barefoot's legal. It doesn't want to wear shoes. I'm not going to make him.
There you go. There you go. And so is this your first adventure going out because of the challenge, the I Did It Barefoot challenge, or is this something
you normally do?
I'll do
short little trips here and there. It really depends on where I'm going. The hard time to do it is in the winter when it's cold, obviously, and in the summer when we do live in Atlanta. They call it Hotlanta for a reason. So you really have to start to wear the, you know, get the calluses on the bottoms of your feet built up before you try to brave any pavement here.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
and
we
was going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me this all the time when I share with them. I'm like, you know that, you know, the whole thing with you happen to wear shoes in the stores is. It started for discrimination purposes to try to, you know, ostracize the hippies during the war, and they're just going to look at me funny, and I'm like, and then they ask me this question, and I'm sure that you get it a million times. Well, I would love to go barefoot, but I have slender feet. How can I get my feet toughened up so that I can start to go barefoot? Because I'd like to go barefoot more often, but my feet are kind of soft from wearing shoes all the time. So how do I, do you have any suggestions on how to build your calluses up on your feet faster so you can go barefooted more often?
Yeah, I mean, first you want to just start when the weather starts to get warmer. When the ground is really cold, your body is a little more sensitive. So as you transition from the season when it starts to get a little warmer out, go out little at a time. And don't just try to, you know, go full on, you know, we're going to go over rocks, hot coals, volcano hunting and all that. Start little by little. Go out your door. This way you can get home. You know, this way you can get back to where you're comfortable. And, you know, just try different surfaces. And gradually break your way into it. It's not something you're going to hike a trail overnight. The more you do it, the more conditioned your feet are going to become. And it'll definitely help you transition a lot more. Then as the weather warms up, the spring surfaces are going to condition your feet for the hot summer surfaces. Like you said, you live in Atlanta. Then the hot surfaces in the fall, as the fall starts to come, the ground will start to cool. Your feet will be a little more calloused and eventually padded. You're not going to have calluses forever. But you will end up transitioning into the colder weather then, and you're going to be able to tolerate it a lot more. So, Kevin and Tia, thanks for calling in. Frank has a pair of anti-shoes for both of you because we're running out of time. We only have a couple seconds left.
So
I'll Tia's Frank...
coming up next, if I can jump in. Tia, yeah. You could refresh your screen in about 90 seconds or so, and Truth Quest with Tia is going to be on in just a little bit here. So
yeah.
I'll give it back to you.
She's going to be on and join us every week at the Barefoot is Legal radio show. Thank you, Proof, for joining me. Thanks to all of our callers. Kevin, real quick, Frank wants to give you a quick anti-shoe. Kevin, thanks for joining us. Here's a pair of anti-shoes. Just remove anything on your feet, and you'll enjoy it. Thank you. Frank offers our special guest today, and join us every weekend here on Barefoot is Legal. Enjoy.